WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Republicans in the General Assembly adjourn a brief special session without considering any new gun control legislation. They say a commission should be appointed instead to study the problem. A judge rules that Charlottesville city councilors are immune from a lawsuit over their vote in 2016 to remove Confederate statues. And downtown business owners in Harrisonburg tell city council they are increasingly frustrated with panhandlers on their property. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, July 10th. Lawmakers are leaving Richmond without taking action during a brief special session on gun control. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope filed this report from the Capitol.
Democrats were hopeful the special session this week would be a time to consider half a dozen gun control bills crafted by the governor, things like universal background checks and an assault weapons ban. But Republicans decided none of that was going to happen, at least not now. Republican Speaker Kirk Cox says the governor's call for a special session so close to an election was a cynical political move.
The whole thing is just an election year stunt.
Instead of considering bills now, the speaker says lawmakers need to take a step back and let the Virginia Crime Commission look into them. Then lawmakers can return after the election in a lame duck session to vote on the bills. Democratic House Whip Alfonso Lopez says that's outrageous.
We don't need to delay. We don't need to study. We know what we need to do. We know what we need to do in terms of legislation. We know how to address these issues. More study is not needed. Action is needed.
And yet it looks like no action will happen. At least not before the election in November. That's when all 140 members of the General Assembly will be on the ballot. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters for and against gun measures thronged the Capitol on Tuesday, hoping to influence lawmakers. From partner station WCVE, Yasmin Juma reports.
Governor Ralph Northam kicked off the special session with a call for stricter gun laws.
No more excuses. No more waiting until the next tragedy.
Both outside the Capitol and in, gun rights advocates flaunted their firearms, which is allowed under Virginia's open carry laws. Devin Perkins says he's not against reform, as long as it doesn't interfere with his Second Amendment rights.
I personally hope that there's dialogue between both sides that can progress to an actual solution.
That wouldn't be this day, though, as the state's GOP-led assembly postponed the special session until after the fall election.
That's Yasmin Juma from partner station WCVE reporting. The five members of the Charlottesville City Council who voted in 2017 to remove monuments to Confederate generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson may leave the lawsuit against them, a judge has ruled. Haw Spencer, also from partner station WCVE, reports.
Earlier this year, the judge said that councilors were not immune from paying legal fees if the city ended up losing the lawsuit. Legal analyst Scott Goodman.
Well, the legislature has made it clear that councilors just can't vote to do whatever they want and not be accountable for the consequences if what they do is completely contrary to the law, if they're spending money that they have no right to spend.
Now Judge Richard Moore says the city councilors didn't commit gross negligence and didn't appropriate any funds.
I think Judge Moore saved the city and certainly the court system a great deal of wasted time.
The case goes to trial in September. In Charlottesville, Haw Spencer, WMRA News.
Downtown business owners in Harrisonburg told City Council Tuesday night they are frustrated with panhandlers trespassing and becoming violent on their property. WHSV-TV reports the business owners complained that violent encounters among people who are homeless have increased. In June, a dog belonging to a homeless person was found dead in a small park downtown. The owners asked council to increase police presence in the downtown area to combat the issue. Mayor Dena Reed has recently met with residents, business leaders, and groups helping the homeless to discuss solutions for the issues of homelessness and panhandling in Harrisonburg. Senator Tim Kaine warned on the Senate floor Tuesday that Republican attempts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act jeopardize insurance coverage for almost 300,000 Virginians and threaten to close rural hospitals across the country. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
As oral arguments begin before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in what Kaine says is another administration attempt to dismantle the ACA, he says a repeal would strip coverage from 20 million Americans, remove pre-existing coverage protection for 130 million more, and jeopardize rural hospitals.
Since January of 2010, 107 rural hospitals have closed in the United States. 93 of those 107 hospitals were in states that had not expanded Medicaid at the time of the closure.
He says he is co-sponsoring a resolution to allow the Senate Legal Counsel to intervene in the lawsuit to defend the Affordable Care Act. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Finally today, hundreds of Robert E. Lee High School branded athletic uniforms are now for sale to the public. The Newsleader reports now that Stanton High School is the school's official name. Stanton City Schools is clearing out unusable items with the Lee logo and colors. The school board declared a group of items exclusively athletic uniforms and gear as surplus. At a meeting Monday night, the items will be advertised on the school's website. Last year, the city's school board voted to scrap the school's name and return to its original name. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.